I'm Kevin O'Connor, and here's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. It's Warm Fuzzy Friday time, and this may be the coolest Warm Fuzzy Friday ever. Now, you've heard about the big Arctic blast that banged into Alabama and Georgia. Well, during this time, a man with a traumatic brain injury showed up at the hospital in Birmingham, Alabama. The only brain surgeon was 61-year-old Zinko Horinku, who was at a different hospital 6 miles away. So, Zinko got in his car and tried to head over. But with the massive snowstorm, he was locked up in traffic and could only make it a few blocks. Meanwhile, the hospital staff was scrambling to keep this guy alive, and they were having trouble getting a hold of Zinko's cell phone because the reception kept cutting out. When he finally did get through, he said, "Hey, I'm walking." Then abandoned his car and started to hoof it. A nurse called the cops so they'd give him a ride, but they couldn't find him. And after a couple of hours, the staff really started to worry. But Zinko, being a certified tough guy, because he walked 6 miles through a snowstorm, he finally showed up at the hospital, rushed into surgery, and according to one nurse, the patient would have died if he hadn't got there when he did. The surgery was a success, and the guy is currently recovering. You'll recall the story of your grandfather telling you that he walked to school uphill both ways in the snow and beat off a bear with his loose leaf notebook. I believe this grandpa probably could. That's a commentary, thanks to our friends at Gun Corps. To find out more, go to gun-core.com. Right now, they've got plenty of .22 ammunition, and if you know anything about it, it's very hard to find. So check it out at Gun Corps. I'm Kevin O'Connor, and that's my commentary.